Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line. I got the saver. Ebony. I got the saver. Ebony. I got the saver. Ebony.
Friday.
You're an artist. Business. Artists about your business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to top it. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B,
I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Hey,
Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Hey,
Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line.
Friday,
it's front line.
Friday,
welcome to front line.
Friday,
it's front line.
Friday,
welcome to front line.
Friday,
it's front line.
Friday,
welcome to front line.
Friday,
it's front line.
Friday.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Front Line Fridays. Each and every Friday, we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent music. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Yeah. I'm back with it. I'm back on top of my game, baby. I ain't never left. Each and every Friday, we get it in, man, on the front line. Getting in, fighting to get all this good music out. Beating that radio, you already know. Man, we got a special treat for y'all tonight. We're going all the way back to the motherland, man. We might have Scientific live in the building with us. That's Scientific live in the building with us. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter. That's at Scientific GH. Again, that's at Scientific GH. We doing it big. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Y'all know how we get it on a Front Line Fridays. We're going to have the educate and regulate session for y'all. Oh, yeah. And we going to take them to church. And we got some hot mess news, man. Y'all jump in my chat room. Don't forget about the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And press the one button to be heard. Y'all gotta make sure y'all press that one button to get y'all mic open, or we won't be able to talk to you. I wanted to let y'all know about this hot music. And big shout out to Spoon Gotti, man. And big shout out to Future Group 100. He put me on to Spoon Gotti with the A&R report, and this I found out about Scientific, which I'm glad that I did because he got some dope music. And being that he all the way over in the motherland, of course, I'm going to support it. So I'm going to hit y'all with some hot tracks from him. We got Juan Lowe from Scientific. We got I Like You Girl from Scientific. And we got Nothing Without You. These are some dope tracks, so y'all guys make sure y'all stay tuned. We're about to get into some Scientific music right now. When we come back, we're going to bring our special guest live in the building. You already know, it's Front Line Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Let's go, man.
Wonder word.
Hey, yo, Cap.
What's
up, man?
See, I've been looking
around. I know about y'all, man. I'm
Yo, she got them feet chest tight like Amber Rose. Face three quarter of Beyonce nose. A diva, the mule to design the clothes. Really can't wait to get my hands on those. Toast to the good life, let's celebrate. Your body won't go to waste if I'm not celibate. Baby, wine load, I'm right behind you. Help you reach your climax, Lord, I'm Kanye. If swag is illegal, let me remind you. Since a kid, I've been living this life of crime, yo. I'm addicted to the grain. Hard is cloudy, I'm about to make it rain. Let's take trips weekly. My, you so freaky. A ride or die chick, you got a right to be cheeky. I'm men under them sheets, but we be the new era. You reach half lady, please.
Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I see you, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing, watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks, stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296 5739.
You already know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now live on Frontline Fridays with nothing but the hottest and independent music and artists live. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to have the miraculous scientific live in the building. He's going to be turning it up with us, and we're going to be getting into some of his hot music. I want to give y'all a little background on scientific, because a lot of times, you know, people have artists come on, and they don't really read the background, and I think it's important. So, Scientific, Sonny Jamal Tyshawn Tubman, was born in Liberia, Bong County, and raised in Ghana because of the war that broke out in Liberia at that time. With a Christian background, you would expect more of a gospel act, but Scientific is extremely versatile. As a young man, he always wanted to be a doctor in future until he got into high school and got really acquainted with hip-hop. He started listening to hip-hop greatest artists like Nas, Notorious B.I.G., and Big L, to the point that he started writing down their lyrics and studying them very closely, trying to catch up to their standards. They were his role models, and not too long after, he started developing ability and the skill of writing his own lyrics, which took him in a whole new realm. He won an award as the best lyricist at a high school rap competition, best street rapper battle competition, and Africa's best rapper, with continuous freestyling and rap battles among other rappers and Cypher. He emerged unbeatable and non-comparable among the rest, so he decided to put his thing on wax. He went on radio stations that were doing talent hunts, hoping to find a record label to get hooked up with, but all he got was props from everyone saying he had great skills and should go international. He finally hooked up with Zion Records, but things didn't really work out for him while he was there. He kept on looking till he bumped into Ghana's hottest entertainer, Cheddar. On hearing Scientific Flow, Cheddar hooked him on his label, WODA World Entertainment, WWE. He had been practically caged in the studio for a long time by Tedder, the CEO of WWE, grooming him and getting him ready for the world. WWE is introducing Scientific, the most critically acclaimed African number one, with or without the crown. I know that's right. He has always opened shows for a lot of international stars and hip-hop icons like Jay-Z, Fat Joe, Akon, and many more who have all performed in Ghana. Scientific also performed at Fabulous Concert, which was organized by 233 Live, which was held in Ghana. He also launched his brand new album entitled The New Era on the 24th of September 2011, which can be found on iTunes now. So you make sure you guys go and check that out and get that. After a successful launch off of his album, he went on the New Era tour, in which he performed at universities across the country, Ghana. Presently, Scientific is about to do a nationwide peace tour in Ghana. He was involved in a freestyle battle with Y-Class and Ty, one of the members of the Terror Squad, and his lyrical content are screwed towards addressing the continent's financial crisis, political issues, and urban culture. So, ladies, without further ado, I would like to welcome Scientific to the show. Put your hands up, y'all. Scientific, what's going on? King, welcome to Frontline Friday. Wow.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Appreciate it so much, you know. Feeling good right now, man. I'm so excited about this, though. So, good looking out right there, man.
Oh, no problem. For those who are just tuning in live, everybody that's tuning in live on the West, shout out to the West. Shout out to the East. Y'all are beast to the South, no doubt. For the North with the pork, shout out to everybody that's tuning in live right now to Frontline Friday. Let them know, I know I read your body, but let them know a little bit about Scientific and what they can look forward to with your music.
Well, Scientific is one dude that actually speaks for the people, you know. I always loved hip-hop, and, you know, since infancy actually been with me, but, you know, I wasn't looking forward to that at the time, you know what I'm saying? I was, like, more, like, into being a doctor or, like, an engineer, but, you know, the whole rap thing took over me, so it's like I actually put my mind to it, and then it worked for me. So, you know, I just continued with it and stuff, and then I've been getting mass support, you know, from everywhere. But I'm a Liberian, you know, because of situations that went down, you know, as a little kid, you know, the war situation. So I moved down to Ghana, you know, with some of my family, and then there, you know, I grew up out there, and then I kind of mastered my craft and everything, and you know, the music is doing good. I started doing things, and people started telling me, like, yo, man, you got what it takes, you know, to blow up out there. So I just put my mind to it, and then every joint I dropped, you know, tracks after tracks, and everybody like, yo, it's all hit. And then, you know, the whole country was vibing with me. You know, I came a couple of times to LID, you know, and then, you know, the whole country looking at me like, yo, I'm that dude right there. So, you know, I mean, I'm just thankful to God, you know, for giving me such talent for me to, you know, make it as far. And then, you know, I'm looking to high art. So, I mean, the music is doing good, man. Music is doing good.
That's definitely what's up, man. Y'all make sure y'all call us up 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Scientific, we got love for you. The hotlines is already lighting up, so we're going to go to them and get some questions and some love, all right?
All right, man, sure.
That's what's up. Y'all make sure y'all follow Scientific on Twitter, too, www.twitter.com/scientificgh. That's scientificgh. Let's go ahead and open up the line for 972-824. Dope-ass music. What's going on?
Oh, what it do? It's your boy, Dope-ass Music. No answers, no C's. Mr. Google Team, no filter, West Coast. Stand up. What it do, Queen?
You already know. We got Scientific live in the building all the way from the motherland, Africa, yo. Y'all make sure y'all turn it up. Dope-ass music. We got some hot music from Scientific. You got to make sure you follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/scientificgh. You got to jump in the chat room because I'm posting all his links in there. We got hot tracks from him, Nothing Without You, I Like You, Girl, and also we got another one called Wine Low. So, Dope-ass music, do you have any questions for Scientific? Show him some love.
Yeah, hey, Scientific, man, hey. And I heard everything she was saying about you. I was like, man, can I get an introduction to that, man? You large around here. But what would you say is the biggest, I guess, hindrance from breaking out of Ghana into the United States? What's the biggest hindrance for, you know, international artists?
Well, for me, I'd say, like, my biggest move, but, okay, first thing out there, you know, they're dealing with, like, the local stuff out there, you know, like the hip life and whatever. But, like, you know, I continued with that hip-hop stuff. I'm like, nah, I wasn't trying to switch to do what other people doing. I was trying to do me. Mm. But and getting on the international level out there, you know, it's pretty hard because, like, most of the time I say this, you know, and there's a lot of sabotaging out there. And as for me, like, being a Liberian, you know, it was a bit, you know, tricky. Like, people look at me like, okay, I'm part of them, but some people are going to look at me like, nah, you know, we're not going to allow him to actually, you know, get that far while our own people out here ain't really making it. So, you know, I got sabotaged, like, a couple of times, but, like, there were certain moments that, you know, it really pushed me forward, like, yo, I can do this. I remember, like, me opening for Jay-Z in Ghana. It felt so good, like, wow, you know what I'm saying? It was something that I never dreamt about, you know? I was just like, wow, okay, you know, and then from there, it started moving, like, different artists, you know what I'm saying? So I just felt like, okay, I can actually make it over there, and people and the state started hollering at me like, yo, I heard your joint, son, you on fire, like, you know, just keep doing what you do. So, you know, and those are some big puns and everything, and I feel like, yo, I got what it takes, you know what I mean, to actually make it out there.
All right. Well, and let me ask you one more question. When you was growing up, you know, we all have our musical influences. Who was your musical influence when you were growing up to make you want to rap?
It was always Nas, man. I'm a big Nas fan, man. Like I listen to Nas. Like, every time I hear Nas, I want to write straight, man. You know what I'm saying? It was Nas. I was bumping the Nas. I was bumping the Biggie. I was bumping the Big L. It was sweet, man. You know, it was always like that, yeah.
Man, that's what's up, man. Hey, big ups to you and your accomplishments, man. You are definitely an inspiration to all of us independent artists. You know what I'm saying? If you put hard work and dedication into it, you can succeed. So big ups to you, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Same to you, man. Thanks a lot.
That's definitely what's up, man. I'm going to get into this track right here. Wine Low is definitely a hot track. And it was produced by Sammy Black. Is that correct, Scientific?
Yeah, Sammy Black, yeah.
And who else is on the track of Wine Low? This is a dope track. Y'all about to move y'all back to
Okay, actually got Cass. He's a Nigerian, you know, pretty big out there, you know. And then another dude, his name is Efine. He's a Nigerian too, but like he's amazing in Ghana. So those the two on it, they're both Nigerian though, and it's a dope track, man, produced by like my brother Sammy Black.
That's definitely what's up. Let's get into it. Let's get into this hot track by Scientific called Wine Low. More with Scientific when we come back. Let's go.
One the word. Hey yo, Cap. He's fine. What's good, man?
See, I've been looking
up. I know about y'all, man. But I fall my brother.
Yo, she got her features tight like Amber Rose. Face three quarter of Beyonce nose. A diva, the mule to design the clothes. Really can't wait to get my hands on those. Toast to the good life, let's celebrate. Your body won't go to waste if I'm not celibate. Baby, wine load, I'm right behind you. Help you reach your climax, road, I'm Kanye. If swag is illegal, let me remind you. Since a kid, I've been living this life of crime, y'all. I'm addicted to the grain. Thought it's cloudy, I'm about to make it rain. Let's take trips weekly. Ma, you so freaky. A ride or die chick, you got a right to be cheeky. I meant under them sheets, but we be the new era. You reach half lady 3D.
Wine low, wine low.
They're running a strange program, y'all. I mean, more poor and disenfranchised folks than this place has ever seen. And see, they try to put the shit off like it don't exist. Meanwhile, the rich get richer.
And the poor don't get a fucking thing.
Times like these, people want to get high. Real high and real fast. And this is going to do it.
Yo, baby, we talking about combinate and consolidate. That's what up. We're going to bum rush the whole damn thing. Now, just imagine. If the tenants cooperate, oh, it's lovely. I mean, they become loyal customers. They don't? Fuck it, it's like Beirut. They become living hostages.
Phenomenal Radio.
You already know, girl, it's your diva, it's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you're now tuning in live to Frontline Friday. That hot track right there was Wine Low by Scientific. Y'all make sure y'all check them out. We got them live on the live right now. We about to get into it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, sucker.
Come on, let's sucker. On. We're about to turn it up. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. Scientific Alarms is lighting up for you. We're about to get to you, people. I just got a question about Wine and Low because, of course, I'm over here in the States, and I've seen a lot of people wine, and I've heard of Dutty Wine, and now I got Wine Low. Is there a difference between dirty wine or Dutty Wine or in Wine and Low, or are they the same thing?
Well, me looking at it, it was just, you know, the usual stuff, like you go on, like he telling a girl, like, you know, you see her doing her thing, like Wine Low, just like, yeah, I mean, you might as well go crazy with the whiny thing, you know what I'm saying, like just put it on me kind of stuff.
I know, that's right, that's probably why my Mother Earth, my African queens over there got them flat bellies, so they be wine. Yeah, we need to step out of the game stuff over here. My African queens over here, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Orange, Mercedes, Wine Low. Get some timings right. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love because they waiting. We got Future Guru 100 live in the building. Guru, holla at us, man. Wait a minute. Guru, can you hear us?
Yeah, I had to take my phone off mute. You have to take my phone off mute. I want to say, shout out to Scientific that was able to join us tonight all the way from Africa, and I definitely was feeling that first selection that you played because, you know, it's a lot of versatility in the artist, and I'm glad that, you know, we able to bring his music out, you know, and let him get some shine. On Diva spot, you know. So shout out to Diva for bringing this music tonight. Scientific, what's going on, brother?
I'm good, my brother. I'm good, man. What's up with you too, man?
Okay, man. Hey, man. I tell you what, man. This is a couple more tracks that she's gonna play tonight, but I'm already feeling that I Like You Girl joint. So that's what I'm watching.
Oh, yeah.
That tonight. That's going to be my favorite for the night. I'm letting the crowd warm up. I'm warming up the crowd for you, bro, because there's bigger things on the table right now for
us. I know, man.
So I'm warming up. Yeah, I'm warming up the crowd. Diva got my back, and shout out to Phenom Radio, and we're going to bring you this music, man. We're going to have you on the international side of things, like we broadcast in 60 countries anyway. So we're glad to support Ghana. We're glad to support you, brother. And shout out to
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the love, man. You know.
I want to give a shout out to the Nappy Boy DJs, A&R Report, and Spoon Dottie for bringing me this music, and now we able to bring it on a bigger scale, man, for the world too, man.
Yo, big shout out to Spoon Dottie for having the ear, man. Big shout out to Spoon Dottie for having the ear. I got a couple of tracks in the A&R Report.
We glad to have you,
out, man,
and we gonna rock out, man. Diva, you doing your thing as far as showcasing the music, and that's where we headed with it. And we just letting everybody know that we have to take a worldwide stand with Scientific and bring it to you on an international level. That's all I wanted to say on tonight. But let me say my piece, Diva. That was it right there. We global, phenomradio.com, and I appreciate it, Diva.
Oh, most definitely. You guys make sure you check out Phenomenal Radio. Go to www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Check out our Underground Railroad. Check out our Indie Spotlight. Check out, even if your music is not registered, you can register your music through SoundCloud right there. Check out everything that we got going on, the Google Girls, 7th Street promo. Check out Slate Stone. Big shout out to Slate Stone. Follow him on Twitter at Slate Stone Music. Blend the Phenomenon, G-Mo, Tay Black, Kronk, everybody over there. Make sure you check them out because we're doing it different at Phenomenal Radio. We're taking the power of the industry and putting it in the independent hands. All right, all right, all
right. Yep. And that's my plug. That's my plug for the evening. I'm so glad I got my another big plug like that for the evening. So Diva could have bring it to you on Frontline Friday. So she just really said all I really was going to say anyway tonight. So that's really where it's at. So thank you, Diva, for shouting out my business partner, Slay Stone, and the Real Slim Baby. We do in-house graphics, and we able to get your music out to different networking events and industry events on a bigger scale. So thank you, Diva, for that real, real big time plug for Phenomenal Radio, because we feel
oh, no
we feel
problem,
Guru. Spot.
Definitely some Guru keeping the line open. We're going to go and get some more calls. You are now live on Frontline Friday, powered by Phenomenal Radio. We got Scientific live in the building. We winding low. He's going to tell us how he likes that girl. And nothing. And then we're going to hit y'all with another track, nothing without you. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-858-1521. Let's go to some more questions. We got dope ass music here. We got Guru here. We got him turned up on TuneIn Radio. We got him turned up on Diva Spot. We got him turned up on Africa. We all the way turned up, man. Let's go to New York, man. 347-807. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Special guest, Scientific Live in the building. 347-807. You on the spot, on the ground. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? It's Money Mo, Southside Bingo. Diva, what's poppin'?
Money Mo. What's going on, baby? We got Scientific live in the building.
Scientific was popping that wine low. That's definitely a banger, bye. That shit is, that shit
thanks,
is crazy.
Man, I appreciate it, bye. I'm just doing what I do, bye. You know?
Yeah, of course, of course. I could tell you really got that, you know what I mean? You got that industry pull with you, you know what I mean? A lot of niggas don't got that. A lot of people don't got that, you know what I'm saying? Especially artists that be trying to go on international route. Yo, Guru, what's good, Guru?
It's good to hear from you, Money Mo. I'm glad you got that ear too, man. That's my homie, Money Mo. Like, I'm really, really rocking with Money Mo, and I really appreciate him calling and supporting Diva Spot all the time. So it's all the spot on the grind, Money Mo. I got that ear out here for you, man. So whatever you need, I got new producers, man. Glad to hear that you're supporting Africa right now, though, Money Mo. This is Scientific, man. He's a worker. He's a grinder, Money Mo. So you know how I do, man. I just take it from there after the show, man.
Yeah, of course.
Money Mo is a 24-hour grinder, yo. Money Mo is a 24-hour grinder. Scientific is a 24-hour grinder. This is what it's all about. I mean,
it's what it is.
I had to take a sip of my drink from that. Mm.
Yeah.
That's for you, Money Mo, Scientific and Guru. But Money Mo, you got any questions for Scientific?
The only question I got, when we going to link up and do something, that's the only question I got. You know what I mean? That's what I really want to know. Because, you know, Money Mo and Scientific, that sounds, even the name right there together sounds crazy. And I know your style of music and my style, we definitely have a hit in one take. You feel me? One take.
Hold up, man. I mean, I'm open, man. You know what I mean? I love doing this, man. So I feel it's a good idea, man. Anytime, any day, you know, you can bring that classic out, bring that hit anytime, man.
Definitely.
Not a problem.
My Gmail, my Twitter is IamMoneyMo, Money M-O, you know what I'm saying? Definitely can reach out. I'm going to get your Twitter, and I'm going to do Diva, you know what I'm saying? I definitely do the network with you. I mean, shout out to Diva, shout out to Guru. Frontline Fridays is always popping. I mean, I definitely hold you down and supporting the industry. And the independent artists, you know what I'm saying? So it's all a good look.
I like you, girl. You got to hear that. I like you, girl, Money Mo.
I'm definitely locking in on that one. I'm going to hear that joint.
All right,
yeah,
listen up. Yeah. Tell your people to talk to Diva Spot tonight, man. It's all about Diva Spot, Frontline Friday. She got it.
I'm about to text blast and email blast everybody right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now you got it. That's Diva Spot. Word up. Thanks, Money Mo.
You already know.
You guys make sure you get all the way turned up. And Diva got to drop a jewel on y'all right now. Y'all know that election is coming up November the 6th. You know, I want everybody that's tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio on their phones, online, on the website, on TuneIn Radio, wherever you at, to register to vote. Again, that's register to vote, because we sit around, we have these conversations, we talk about Mitt Romney, we talk about Obama, but Diva honestly felt like your conversation or your opinion really doesn't matter if you're not registered. So if you want to find out if you're registered, all you got to do is go to www.caniregister.org. Again, that's www.caniregister.org. And you can put your information on there, and you might already be registered. But if you're not, you can sign up and register right there. Let's get in there early, you guys, so we can go ahead and vote. Our votes do count. And, Scientific, I want to get into this hot track, I Like You Girl, and then when we come back, I want to talk to you and ask you a couple of questions addressing the contents about the financial crisis and the political issues in the urban culture, so I definitely want to get your opinion. Scientific, why don't you go ahead and introduce this track, I Like You Girl, and let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Friday.
Yeah, man. That's a hot joint there, you know, like one of the people's favorite out in Ghana and Liberia, you know, some part of Africa. That's I Like You Girl featuring Saka Deer, who is like the BET award winner, you know, the Africa category, and then my man EL as well, and it was produced by Bush Beats, man, you know. It's a dope track, and I advise everybody to bump to that, man, because it's a big hit right there, man, you know?
Let's go. Frontline Fridays, Scientific, I Like You, Girl.
Frontline Friday, man. That's what it is.
Scientific on this one. Yo, Sakadia, what up?
Tigger, my hunters on the block, here.
Yo, let's go.
Tell your mama and your papa say I like you, girl. Send your papa to Salanta, I like you, girl. They way you dey move on, they make all the things. They way you dey dance on, they make all the things. So tell your mama and your papa say I like you, girl. Send your papa to Salanta, I like you, girl. They way you dey move on, they make all the things.
Scientific, baby. What up? Would you be my girlfriend? You got characteristics of a wife and not a male friend. Making love and party, we could do it all, fam. When you transform somebody, beat it to my offspring. Studies go diggers get all him. Only niggas hate, that's a false sin. Y'all so beautiful, your body's just suitable. I don't really care what it costs me. Get it. I ain't no player, girl. Perfect definition of the God that you said I was. Loving, caring, faithful, loyal, and you know the rest. Understanding, respect, and truth, it will be the best. The way you move, I really wanna peep that. No need to put it on me, already feeling the impact. Scientific together, we both shine. Cause I really don't mind, tell these girls it's our time.
Tell your mama and your papa say I like you, girl. Send your papa and Salanta, I like you, girl. The way you move on, it make all the
things.
The way you dance on, it make all the things.
Check it out, so this I'm coming for Paulina and I'm holding my time. And I'm a dano, no, my fan, I come on the moon, go a bull, no, back to a femme, no, solo, lip, I'm kissing, I'm a wadjo. Hey, mama, sumo, nyome, na minti, minto, ma, kume, musa, fuan, kene, waje, mi, sudi, pae, mi, hiubi, ma, nabwa, min, kene, and my lord, do a poor, me, wanona, we see me, hene. Hey, she be there, papo, she talk for my stew. How many girls did face, over them, two, saco, they did you, not go, fan, no, mojo, big, two, and I want if you give an, say, what you like, they do, money, and on a money, best, I will never leave my honey, for any stupid there, was a damn, we trap, it's not been a chair.
Me, I never gonna give my heart to anyone, you know, be my baby. And I know, say, you be the one who goes at the L and nothing tell by the way you move. The way you move, I don't know how you tell by the way you move. The way you dance, so they make it. your back at the silence. I like you, girl. Tell your mama and your papa, say I like you, girl. Tell your back at the silence. I like you, girl.
Yo, the boost beat, beat is crazy, man. Magic, ladies and gentlemen.
When you see me salute, it's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenonRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Let's go, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Get turned up. We got Scientific Live in the building. We just played that hot track right there. I like you, girl. Make sure y'all follow Scientific on Twitter, www.twitter.com/@scientificdh. Again, that's @scientificdh. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live right now. We getting it in. That is such a hot track, Scientific. It's just, I like the fact that you said, tell your mama and your papa that I like you, girl. Nobody really does that anymore. Go tell your mama and your papa that I like you. I love that. I feel like that's kind of bringing it back. Not, yo, dropping low, getting nasty. It ain't none of that. It's tell your mama and your papa that I like you. So they need to know that I'm interested in you. So that's a dope track. How did that come about, Scientific?
I want to see one of my engineers, and then, you know, I told him, like, yo, I needed something bumping, so when he actually played the beat, you know, I heard it, and then I took it home, and, you know, I was up in the whip and bumping it, and, you know, it just popped up, you know, like, I was bumping to it, like, yo, tell your mama and your papa, say I like you, bro. And then my boy was like, yo, that's funky, man, you know, that's hot. So, you know, I took it to one of my boys, and I was singing it, and then he added some stuff on it, too, you know, like, yo, it should be like this and stuff like that. So, you know, and right there, I called my man up, like, yo, who's coming to the studio right away? And, you know, we went through, and then I called my man EO. We went to his studio, and then, you know, I know he could really put it down. So the moment I sang it, he was like, yo, I'm going to kill this, though, you know, and, you know, he chopped it up real quick. And then he did it, and the whole studio was like, wow, this is crazy. And then my man Sockerbee was in the studio as well. He heard it, like, yo, Sons, I want to be on this joint, man. You know, I was like, all right, cool, man, let's do this. So, you know, we did it. And the first time we dropped it out, the whole country went bananas, man. Like, everybody
of course
was like,
they did.
Wow, this is crazy, like, yo. So, you know, it's a good feeling, man. You know, that's a hit right there, man. And I'm glad. And I'm glad y'all loving it, too, man, you know. Anybody, you know, that actually showing up, man. I appreciate that so much, man. There's more hot guns, you know, in stores and everything. So, you know, that's a good one.
Most definitely. You know, good music gets supported. That's what I'm going to say. Good music gets supported.
Yeah.
Whack music and regular music just get listened to. It's a difference between supporting it and listen to. Good music gets supported.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, thinking about, I may go out tonight. I already got a couple of Blaze CDs. I know a couple of DJs. Of course, when I get there, I'll be like, look, DJ, here, play this. Like, play this right here.
That's
because
up.
This, yeah, of course, I got it right here in the studio. I'm a Burman when I go out and holler at the DJ because I'm a diva, divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude. Hey, I can get the DJ to play the song.
That's what it is.
It's a type of track that you want to play back. Like, rewind that, play that back. So, you know, salute to you, Scientific, for this track right here. I'm really loving it.
Thanks so much.
Oh, no problem. I do a lot of work with the youth. So, you know, and I have the Hot Host program at the Boys and Girls Club. So I'm teaching them how to do their own broadcast and how to work a switchboard and how to do their own show. And they get to pick their music, but this is something that I would love to bring to them. I can't wait to get to them and say, yo, check this track out. This is something that you can play on your show. The kids can listen to it. The youth can, and that's what we need right now. I told you I wanted to talk to you about the financial crisis and the political issues in the urban culture. I wanted to touch on that. How are you feeling about the financial crisis and the political issues that's going on right now? What are your feelings and your thoughts about it?
Yo, man, it's a big stuff right there, man. Because I take like Africa, for instance, you know, because it's where I'm at, though. And, you know, if I'm going to speak, I'm going to talk on Liberia, for instance. Like, I'm out here right now. I left Ghana. I'm actually in Liberia right now. It's crazy. I mean, like, financial crisis, man. It's like the poverty rate out here, you know. It's really crazy. And, like, a lot of people, you know, looking at it, and then I'm seeing, like, a lot of talents as well, and then, you know, it's not even really there to actually push them up, you know. It's a sad feeling somehow, but, like, the good thing is, you know, like, out here, you know, there's no war no more, everything's seized up, you know, people going, you know, after their businesses out there, and, you know, but, like, when you look at some of these people, you can see what, you know, the war has actually done to them, and then they're trying to get back on their feet, you know. It's not easy at all. And then you look at it like, yo, if I had this, I could do this for these people, because it have actually pulled people back, and now they're trying to get, you know, they're trying to move on their lives, like, the best way. Because sometimes I see some people, they just give up, like, yo, man, and what I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying? And then sometimes I actually go to arenas to, you know, to go and school people, to talk to them, like, yo, man, once there's God, it's always hope, you know? So I don't think, and it should give up. And then, you know, this has actually been going on in Africa, and people have actually faced these situations. So, you know, there's definitely going to be a turnaround sometime, but, like, you shouldn't give up, you know. You should just keep it moving, man, you know, because if you actually give up now, then, I mean, your seeds and everything, what do you expect them to do, you know? If you got a family and you got all these people looking up to you and you tell me you giving up, then what do you expect them to do, you know? So, I mean, and it's pretty hard, but, I mean, with God is hope, man. And, you know, we definitely going to get there. Just a matter of time, you know? Yeah.
I definitely agree with that. You know, not only over there. And, oh, Tay Black is here. Let's get Tay Black in the building. And, of course, Frontline Fridays wouldn't be Frontline Fridays without Tay Black. Tay Black. Where we at? 253-230, you now on the spot on the ground
on
Frontline Fridays. Who we got here?
Oh, this is the King Tyrus in the building.
Oh, what's going on,
King? Oh, you know, just had to, you know, show love to the diva, you know, staying busy, but I still had to, you know, take time out to, you know, show love.
I would definitely appreciate that. We got Scientific live in the house. He just played two of his hot tracks. One of them that you hear in the background is called I Like You Girl. And then we have one at the top of the show called Wine Mo. Make sure you check him out on Twitter, www.twitter.com/scientific. He calling all the way from Africa right now. See, this is
word.
That is word. You got any questions for Scientific?
Well, how are things over there where you are right now, bro?
I'm based in Ghana, but, like, you know, I do come to Liberia, like, a couple of times, you know what I'm saying, to do tours, shows out here, and I got fam out here as well, and, you know, the people looking up to me, so, you know, I do come back home most of the time to see what's going on and make them understand that, you know, like, you know, I'm out here, I'm definitely, I'm raising that flag high and everything. So, I mean, and LIB is popping, though, you know? Cool.
That's peace, man. You're from Ghana?
I'm actually from Liberia, but I'm based in Ghana.
Okay. So, how long have you been in, I mean, you say you're over there visiting right now. How long have you been in the States?
Nah, the thing is, a lot of people ask me that for the way I talk, but, like, I haven't been to the States before. It's just, like, the background, the family I'm from, and then, like, the school that I actually went to, and this whole pop, you know, this whole hip-hop thing, though, you know. But I'm actually coming through in some few months, though.
That's peace, man. I definitely will check some of your music out, you know, because I'm definitely, you know, a lot of my music... Well, a lot of my, where I come from as a person, I mean, I'm deeply rooted as far as, you know, learning about, you know, regaining our connection with the motherland, you know, and that's highly important, I feel, in the black community. And, you know, just knowing that you're over there doing your thing and, you know, you haven't even, you know, touched down over here in the States, I mean, that's a huge impact I feel already, so... I definitely, you know, will commend you on, you know, you doing your thing over there, and I will definitely check out some of your music because, you know, I definitely want to connect with, you know, all my people that I can that are there and that, you know, are willing to reach that hand out and give that, you know, that love right back, so.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm really touched by that, man. You know, that's real talk right there, man. That's real talk, man. You know.
Yeah, most definitely.
Motherland. Yeah, that's what it is, man. Yeah, that's what
we gonna have.
I'll
go ahead and I'm gonna follow you on Twitter. I'll find you on Twitter and follow you, and then we can, you know, what I mean, we can, you know, chat and link up like that, and you know, see where we you know, where we connect as far as you know, the things that we feel that, you know, can be changed and can be elevated. So,
we're gonna make sure we make that happen because you know, Thyrus and Scientific, y'all definitely need. I'm going to make sure that happens because and y'all make sure y'all check out King Thyrus, too. He got the MIA, the Money in Abundance. I definitely checked out the tracks. And we have them. We're going to play them tonight. We got a Day with the King and Survival. Those are two hot tracks, so we're going to play that in the mix in a little bit once we finish up with Scientific. But make sure you check him out, KingThyrus7@gmail.com, and follow him on Twitter. www.twitter.com/KingThyrus7 on Facebook too. I think it's Thyrus. What's your Facebook, King?
It's Thyrus Middleton. You can go to my music page, which is you know, www.facebook.com/KingThyrus.
That's definitely what's up, King Thyrus. We're about to get into another hot track by Scientific. This track right here is called Nothing Without You, and it's featuring J-So. Big shout-out to Africa. Big shout-out to everybody that tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East. Y'all make sure y'all turn it up. This track right here is called Nothing Without You. Let's go.
You I'm looking up to right now.
There's troubles every day.
I'ma give it all to you. Lord, you my father, my savior. It's time to put on my best behavior. For your love, I embrace ya. You were worthy, my life I gave ya. The devil had me lust in his cold word. No hope, talk, life is over. Did he have dreams, but now I'm getting older. When I need a rest, then you give me a shoulder. When friends despise me, it was a lesson. Next thing you rain down, showers of blessing. I seen miracles, an angel. You my one and only, Lord, I believe you.
guess I live my life. There's troubles every day. I can't find my way. This is why I pray. Make me a better man. Everything I am. I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you.
The Bible and I watch the clock taking. It's my time now, nah, history in the making. With all these prophecies on me, I know success is my company. When times went bad, my faith grew stronger. When breakthrough came, your words last longer. I gotta reach my destiny when I'm gone. My soul reign eternally. No matter how I sing, you still got mercy. If you talk like men, you would have to curse me. I've seen miracles in Egypt. You my one and only, Lord, I believe you.
I live my life, there's troubles every day. I can't find my way. This is why I pray. Make me a better man. Everything I am. I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you.
Nothing without you. That's my word. I could have been dead by now, but I'm still alive. And I'm grateful. Scientific, J-So, Wonder World, baby. Skilly, you heard. Keep your head up, man. Love ya, love ya, love ya.
As I live my life, there's troubles every day. I can't find my way. This is why I pray. Make me a better man. Everything I am, I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you.
If swag is illegal, let me remind you. Since a kid, I've been living this life of crime, y'all. I'm addicted to the grain. Start is cloudy, I'm about to make it rain. Let's take trips weekly. Mind you so freaky. A ride or die chick, you got a right to be cheeky. I'm men under them sheets, but we be the new era. You reach half lady, please.
Yeah.
5 p.m. on the West and 8 p.m. on the East with our second game of Saturdays.
We're going to have the owner of Spaced Out Magazine online with us, so make sure you don't miss that. Don't worry, because you'll be getting a text with me if you rock with me. We're going to be talking about marriage issues. We're going to be talking, we have the marriage one, but we're going to do marriage part two. Spaced Out Magazine is going to be here, and we're going to be talking about some more health issues. King, did y'all know that women can actually be allergic to sperm? Did you know that?
I did not know that. I did not know that.
And when I said that, you know, when I said that before, that women can be allergic to sperm and they can have breakouts just for the sperm that I got.
What did you say, nigga?
Whoa. That does sound kind of wild, but I mean, you know, can you like elaborate a little bit more?
I definitely will elaborate. I'm going to elaborate that when we're about to go into the Educate and Regulate session in about 3 minutes, but I got Scientific back on the line. I just want to say, Scientific, thank you so much for coming to Frontline Fridays and letting us enjoy your music and get all up in your Kool-Aid. Scientific, you welcome back to Frontline Fridays anytime you want to. But next time, baby, you got to pour your own Kool-Aid, all right?
All right, though. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate Diva, everybody that. Yeah, sure, man. I want to thank God, you know, for making this possible. And my team, Wonderboy, my man, Cheddar T, CEO of Wonderboy, and, you know, everybody that supported me. Big shout out to you, Diva, man. I really appreciate it so much. You know, shout out to Spoon Gotti, Mos Def. You know, a future guru, 100, man, you helped it down for me, you know what I mean? The Nappy Boys, you know, DJs, you know, everybody, man, everybody that calling as well, man, that's showing support, love, man, I appreciate it so much, man. I'm very honored. I feel great, you know, to be talking to y'all. So, you know, everybody that's listening to me, man, it's all love, man. I'm going to keep doing what I do and, you know, and give you that good music, man. Peace out.
That's what's up. We definitely appreciate that, Scientific. You can stay with us if you like. We're about to get into the Educate and Regulate session. Me and Money Me is about to hold this thing down because there's a lot of stuff going on, and we like to educate our people. We like it. You know, it's great that we play the music. It's great that we get it in, but, you know, we got to start educating one another and letting each other know what's really up, like what's really good in the hood. We could talk about Lil Wayne and all them other people all day, but we're going to talk about the stuff that's relevant. Let's get into the Educate and Regulate.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Come on. Hey queen, gon' do something. Hey queen, gon' do something. Hey queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B. Come on. Hey queen, gon' do something. Hey queen, gon' do something. Hey queen, won't you do something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Right there for that hot drop for the Educate and Regulate session. I am your host, Diva Ebony B. We definitely about to get it in. Now, this one right here, this Educate piece, we got two pieces. This is called the Internet Radio Fairness Act, and it's not so fair. So we're going to get into this joint right there, and then we're going to get into the joint when we're talking about women being allergic to sperm. So let's get right into it. Internet Radio Fairness, hold on, y'all, I need my background music over my beautiful diva voice. Ain't that right, Money Me? There you go. Internet Radio Fairness Act, not so fair. September the 28th, you may have recently received an email from Pandora or other broadcasting regarding the so-called Internet Radio Fairness Act, introduced by Representative Jason Chaffetz, Republican, Utah. We wanted to give you a little more information about what the bill really means. Now, artists really need to pay attention to this. At its core, the bill is an attempt by Pandora and other webcasters to reduce the royalty fees that you are paid for their use of your sound recordings or digital radio. Right now, the law requires that the webcasters' rate to be set under a willing limit, requires the webcasting rates to be set under a willing buyer, willing seller standard, that is the fair market value of your recording. Pandora, however, wants the law to change so that the rate could be set at less than the fair market value. Potentially much less, we believe, in digital radio in its future, but we do not believe this is any reason that webcasters and broadcasters should pay less than fair market value when the music that we all enjoy, your creative contributions, are the main content of the digital radio service. And this is coming from SoundCloud, you guys. And while these services complain about the supposed lack of priority among different platforms, the bill utterly fails to address the most glaring inadequate of all, the fact that AM, PK, listen, that the fact that AM and FM broadcasters still pay nothing in performance royalties to recording artists and record labels. It is impossible to have a meaningful discussion about true radio rate priority without addressing this unfair exemption. And a level playing field should not mean yet further reduced rates paid to artists and record labels. Musicians should not be deprived of the income they deserve. If you agree, please let your representatives in Washington know and tell them not to support the Internet Radio Fairness Act. Let them know that recording artists and copyright owners deserve more for their creative contributions to digital music and nothing less. And that right there is Diva Ebony B. I honestly respect this, and I feel strong about this. Why would you want to reduce the royalty fees for an artist? And now I'm finding out that FM and AM don't even pay royalties? Are you crazy? Man, listen, I got a clip for that right there. Money Mink, I want to start with you, because Money Mink, you are an artist. Register your music, and you know how to negotiate yourself. So give us your feedback on that and what you think about it.
Basically, you know, some artists out there that don't know, you basically got to do some networking. You know, they got things that secure your, you know, your material. Basically, once you put your material down, it's automatic copywritten. That basically could fall under the poor man's copyrights. Once you place your video with any material on it and it's downloaded to any tool, or YouTube anywhere, or any type of streaming, it's automatic copywritten. Nobody can take away from your face. You know, they might get still on paper, but far as physical appearance, nah. Other than that, you know, just try to, you know, if you can't afford it, use them type of measurements. Also, BMI has a free spot where they can, you know, contract you on. They're helping you with that. You also have Sound, what is it, Jay, make it Sound something, Sound Exchange as well. Can help you with
Sound
some
Exchange.
Things, too. Can help you with some things, too. So, you know, you definitely got to get your research. And it's like anything, you know, you're in a business, you need to know what business you're in, how to go about things. It's just knowing your alphabet. It's like if you got to take your alphabet test, you got to study for it, too. So, you know, take some knowledge in. Yeah.
That's definitely what's up. For the artists who read this, this may be their response right here.
You done insulted me, and I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
Yeah.
Damn right. You done insulted me. One more time, Vera.
You done insulted me. And I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
What did you say, nigga?
Yes, Diva Ebony B is cutting up. This is like you telling me, Diva, we gonna have to pay you less, you know, for what you do. What do you mean pay me less? If you pay me a standard rate and now you're gonna tell me you're gonna pay less, that's ridiculous. Somebody tell me something like that for all my creativity and my divaness and everything that I got going on. I got this for.
Oh, you wanna hit people with garbage cans. Now I got to cut you.
Now I got to cut you. King said, Tyrus, tell me what you think about this whole internet radio. Let me go back to it. Internet Radio Fairness Act. What do you think about it?
I mean, I definitely don't think it's fair. I definitely think they're trying to, you know, take the power out of the creative people. You know, they're trying to take the control of the creativity away. It's become a society where, you know, we don't need necessarily to have a label to, you know, to put our music out, you know. And I guess a lot of these labels are getting upset at the money that they're losing out on. That's my opinion. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, it's our God-given right and duty to you know, and I'm thankful for the knowledge that Meek just put on me, you know, just knowing the fact that, you know, once I put my stuff online, that it's automatically copyrighted. You know, that's some good knowledge to know, to have. So I definitely will, you know, look more into it so I can, you know, be up on my game. But, you know, I just definitely don't think it's right. And I think, you know, we should definitely make sure that we're speaking up on it.
And Money Meek, my question is, who is copyrighting it? Like, who has the copyright rights? Does the copyright rights go to YouTube? Or do you have the copyright rights? If I do a video on YouTube and I don't go through the motions of registering the content and putting it in my name, who's copyrighting it? Once you go on Reverb Nation, BatTip, all of those places.
Basically, say like you download your video to YouTube, of course, they're going to hold a copyright. It should be in the copyright archives or the copyright form. Once you start to, you know, take the initiative to make money off your video, then, you know, you actually write something over you. You know, it's legit paperwork. Other than that, man, like I said, your copyright starts as soon as you put your joint down, man. That's your material, man.
Right.
That's your stuff. Yeah.
That's exactly what's up. Copywriting is so important. For those people out there who can't overstand this, and y'all know how Diva get down. I overstand things. I don't understand things because I feel when you understand things, you have limited information. But when you overstand things, you have unlimited information.
Also, Diva, you know, for them guys that don't know, you can, you know, forward your stuff to Washington, D.C., Liberty of Congress. You know, go on the internet, you know, go online, you know, go on the Yellow Page, whatever you got to do, you know, go through your little iPhone, smartphone, whatever it is, and go online, you know. You got to add some home training about what you're into and what you're doing. It's like I said, how you going to know the answer to the ABC test if you ain't studying? How you ain't going to get cheated if you don't know how to be cheated? Or, I mean, you got to know what you're doing. You got to know.
Work.
It's all about educating yourself, taking the time out to read and get that knowledge in you and get that food in you. And big shout out to Don from the Don Nicolion show. I was listening to her. Even Don is pretty off the hook on her show, but she makes a lot of sense. And basically what she was saying, you know, earlier today about reading and feeding yourself this knowledge, when you broke. Like, learn everything while you broke. Because when you get money, you're not going to be able to pay attention. Somebody can come to you and say, all right, it's going to cost 15 stacks for this feature. And if you got 150,000 stacks, 1,500 ain't going to really be, or 15,000 ain't going to really be a lot for you. But you end up wasting a lot of money. So learn everything when your funds is limited and spend wisely. Like, really take your time. Don't just go all out saying, all right, I'm going to pay for this feature. I'm going to negotiate. Negotiate first and know what you're worth, man. We're going to go ahead and go into this second part of this thing right here. But Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio doing their thing over there. I get to check out the site all the time. It's big shout out to Keep It Moving Radio. Check my boy out right
now. Yo, this your boy Black from Keep It Moving Radio. We're now tuning to my girl Ebony B. Ebony B.
Ebony B.
On Diva Spot, call in live now at 347-850-1521. And don't forget to check her out online at www.divaspotradio.com.
Yeah, make sure y'all check out Keep It Moving Radio. And as far as the guest, King Tyrus, I told you I was going to touch on this subject about women being allergic to semen. Yes, women can be allergic to semen. Semen is a neutral, and for the women's pH balance. So, ladies, after you have intercourse with your honey, with your king, and if you're feeling a little itchy or you feel a little redness or a little puffiness and something is going on, you know, don't just write it off as I may have a yeast infection or a UTI, which is a urinary tract infection. You could be allergic to semen because of our pH balance. What's happening is, of course, the men can have yeast inside of their foreskin or inside of their penis. And what happens is, when you bust off and your lady, I don't know no other way to say it, bust off, come, whatever, however you want to say it. Diva's going to say it. This is real from grown stuff. You got the kids. Put the kids down. Put the kids down because it's about to get real X-rated. Ladies, you know, if your man is constantly coming in you all the time and then you start to see, like, you have a itchy, sometimes it's not even an odor or sometimes it can be an odor, that means that he has came in you so many times that it backed up and caused for you to have a breakout. And not only can your labia, which is your lips, break out, you can have an anal rash as well. So there is good for a man to pull out. You know, he don't have to, if you're trying to have a baby, that's fine. Two times out of seven times that night, I don't think you need to five other nuts. Let's just let that go. You know, stand on your head. They tell everybody to stand on their head. I don't know what this thing is all about. But the semen can build up inside of you because it's neutral, and it can cause your body to break out, and your body is trying to fight it off. That's why you're breaking out. So, you know, women can be allergic to sex, the vaginal area and oral. Yes. Your man busting in your mouth, you can have a breakout in your mouth, an allergic reaction. Some women are very allergic to this. And I wanted to, I put this up on Yahoo, and it says allergic to sex. Imagine after every intimate encounter you were to break out in a rash, your most delicate body part were to become swollen. Studies have found there are women that are actually allergic to sex. Now, they are not allergic to the actual act of sex, but their partner's semen. The proteins found in the semen are to blame for the allergic reaction. Some of the symptoms associated with the allergy to sex would include swelling, itching, burning of the genital areas, and in a severe case, women have broken out in hives and had trouble breathing. The symptoms of a sex allergy usually happens within minutes of the contact, but in rare cases could arise in hours or even a few days later. The symptoms of the allergic reaction usually disappear on their own within a few hours. For women that are dealing with an allergy to sex, there are things there can be done to prevent the allergic reaction. Start, they have to have their partner wear a condom. And I would recommend Trojans, the ecstasy joints. Those are good condoms. This will prevent the semen from coming in contact with the skin. If a condom cannot be used, the woman can use the allergy medicine prescribed from their doctor. Some doctors believe that a woman can overcome the allergy by simply having sex more frequently. Yes, more frequently. They will build up an immunity state, so to speak. Researchers have found that having sex 2 to 3 times a week can greatly help when dealing with sex allergies. What husband wouldn't be thrilled to help with this treatment plan? If you are worried you will have to get rid of your man, fear not. When a person is allergic to semen, they are usually allergic to all semen. So the woman will have the same allergic reaction to sex with any partner she was with. Make sure to see a doctor if you find yourself having a reaction after having sex. They can recommend you to a good allergist who might be able to help your problem. They can give the woman allergy shots. Yes, I wanted y'all to hear this. Allergy shots to desensitize her to the semen. These shots would include small doses of her partner's semen. Sex allergies are not limited to sex semen alone. Many women are allergic to latex. I'm allergic to latex. Certain different types of latex, which most condoms are made of. They also might have an allergy to the lubricant or the spermicide used on the condom. They make condoms from alternative materials such as lambskin. Some women also find they are allergic to massage oils or other personal lubricants. So if you find yourself having an allergic reaction after sex, give up all the lubricants and any other products you might have been using to see if they make a difference. If the allergy attacks does not improve, see your doctor so they can find a treatment that will help you. This way, you won't have to consider becoming a nun and taking an oath of celibacy. So that is the educate and regulate session on the whole women being allergic to semen or any type of lubricant. So rumor has it, y'all. Now, King Tyrus, I'm glad that I was able to educate and regulate you tonight on that subject right there. Now you know.
Yeah, that's word, because, I mean, that's some good, you know, I mean, because that's some good information to know, just because, you know, you don't want to just, you know, some people could just write it off as, you know, it might be an STD or something, or and not be too quick to judge or something like that. But it's like, you know, you might just be allergic.
Yep.
So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's some good information to definitely have. I mean, I've never had, you know, nobody telling me no allergic reaction. So, I mean, I'm glad for that. But at the same time, it's good to know that, you know, I don't have to, you know what I'm saying, I can pull out sometime and it'll be okay, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to, you know, do the damn thing all the time, you feel me? So,
yeah, we got to educate and regulate our brothers and sisters out here, you know, and a lot of women don't even know where the smell is coming from. They drinking water, they know they clean, but it's from all that cum backed up in the inside of you. So sometimes, you know, you got to tell your honey, look, just pull out or either wear a condom. And, you know, unfortunately for some women, they're so allergic to the semen that it causes them excruciating pain. So you guys, step your game up, educate yourself on this. And it takes a real woman and a real man to overstand this type of allergy rather than saying, oh, she probably got herpes or, you know, the clap or crabs or something like that. But we definitely want to educate and regulate y'all on Frontline Fridays. I'm your host, Diva Ebony B. I want to get into the hot mix. I got a lot of new music by a lot of new artists, and I'm very thankful for you artists. I want to give you guys big shout-outs right now. But right now, I want to get into this hot track by B. Bonds. Big shout-out to B. Bonds called Love featuring Game Beats. Let's go.
Yeah, thing called Love. Shit's funny to me. Motherfucker, man, see you, man. Somebody down with you and shit, man. As soon as shit start getting bad, man, motherfuckers start disappearing. You know what I mean? Walking down the street, motherfucker will run up on you, talking about they motherfucker love you, nigga. Deep down inside, you know that motherfucker give a fuck about you, man. It was just good a week ago, huh? I'm talking about this thing called love.
Is it me or do these women run this G and call it Then they bring it all to me and take a nigga all in. I don't never ever lose, I just give them thug. Then I fuck them, buy them shoes, and they fall back in. They like how a nigga move, that's why they all in. Plus I'm tight like them Jews, money never mix with. See, it's all for the game. I fuck when I get them dames. I fuck, don't know they name. No emotion overcame. Never care, I feel no pain. Nymphomaniac insane. Love a brainiac, they bring me out when I'm acting in this range. Love don't pay the bills, so quite frankly, I will never change. Slang in this dang-a-lane. Breaking hearts like it ain't no thing. Is it me or do these women run this G and call it? Then they bring it all to me and take a nigga all it. I don't never ever lose, I just give them thug. Then I fuck them, buy them shoes, and they fall back in.
I'm in love with great sex and steak dinners, ponytails and sweatpants with no lipstick, imported beers, cheap wine and hood liquor, the fastest way to a man's heart through a zipper. So give me what I'm asking for. Try and rob you for your love, and I don't need no masking glove. See me in the paint, baby, I ain't gonna be backing up. You and me one-on-one, yeah, it's love and basketball. I love to see you in your business suit, on your conference calls, meeting with your business group. At the gym when you meeting with your fitness group. Then you come home and cook a nigga chicken soup.
Is it me or do these women run this G and call it? Then they bring it all to me and take a nigga all it. I don't never ever lose, I just give them thug. Then I fuck them, buy them shoes, and they fall back in. Gang, let me stop playing with them, all this fake gangster stuff. She know I'm in. Every time I see your face, baby, I just fall in. The way you make me chase. You taste like hitting you in the tub. Now lift your leg, fitting in you like a glove. When we make, when it's tight and it's stuck, there's nothing like. Tough times make it right, but you can't fight. I'm talking about that, how I miss you, I just wanna kiss you. I just wanna quit my job and just be with you type of. I just wanna crash my car into your car type of. So you can't go far, that hard type of. Throw your car keys away so you can't leave. She says she wants that OD, I don't wanna breathe. Is it me or do these women run this G and call it? Then they bring it all to me and take a nigga all it. I don't never ever lose, I just give them thug. Then I fuck them, buy them shoes, and they fall back in.
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP, Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at divaspotradio.com.
Hey, baby girl, what's up? What you need? Come on, man. You already know I got you. Man, you ain't gotta be my girl. I'm tripping.
So, yeah, you got you.
You're not my lady, but I still hold you down. Always been my baby, though I ain't always round. These girls be acting shady, but when I need to take a break, settle down, let it all hang out. It's you. When I was broke, you paid me. Even though I worked your nerves, just painted the streets that made me. But you still know my worth. Ain't nothing better than a girl who's a friend. A couple benefits, we reminisce and do it all again. And you know I like that.
Ooh,
you know I got that.
Oh,
but when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me.
Oh,
whatever you need. Know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, I'm over. Just wanna know that you're okay.
Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay?
Life, it drives me crazy, flying from city to city, so many different ladies, and they all wanna get with me, cause how this music pays me, I guess they figure with my name, they get fame, and a baby, it'll all be cool, that's why your love's amazing, ain't even gotta be mine, but still got me behaving, I must be out of my mind, I'm making you my lady, but I'm a player type of fella, on a realer, and you know love, I can't play you,
you know I like that,
ooh, you know I got that, that. But when you need the, just get at me. Whatever you need, shorty, you know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple stacks to hold you down, girl, let's hold on. Just wanna know that you're okay.
I know men tax your life, cause they just write you out. But they don't know you like I know you, baby, not at all. They see your inner thigh, but not your third eye. And not your inner beauty, don't make them worth your cry. Just do your Mary J. Blige, and if you need a thing, I'd be glad to oblige, just call the Lion King. Go buy a couple bags, a pair of shoes to match. A call and call for them, who don't know how to act. Cause you know I ain't trippin'. If you need a loan, I help you out so he can pay attention. Cause I ain't always there, but I'ma always care. Get what you can, cause ain't nobody say that life was fair. And when I get back into town, off the road, let them show. These fools up and who I must expose all my flows to. You know you got it, time, money, grind, whatever, you know I got it. And I just wanna know, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty?
No doors in my mansion.
Walk right in, shorty, please take a seat. Let me pull the table closer, here rest your feet. Welcome to our home, you want something to drink? Water sure we got it filtered, never from the sink. Let me grab you a glass, I'll show I hold the ice. No need to blind you with ice, with lyrics this nice. We built this from the ground up, no doors on your archway. So sound can radiate throughout the rooms in the hallway. You're free to walk around, chill in any room you like. Dusty turns on the mic, you gon' wanna stay tonight. Got fresh linen in the closet, wash closet, some tiles. And on your tool and fresh lyrics, feel about the bar down. Got a chef on staff, so if you hurry for some eat, serving up the hottest lyrics over the freshest of beats. And no matter night or day, you can always come and stay, cause we're always home. All you gotta do is press play.
No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway.
Yeah, I'm here for the fix, cause hip-hop's broken. Spoken for the devil, these artists are looking. I hear the signs in their rhymes partly. Sold souls for success instead of the hard way. Straight through hell's archway, a sound in Hartley. Rose up the ranks of the ungodly. Underground holding down the fort. I swore no American music awards. Do it for the Lord and the Lord's people. Flow sharper than steeple, so we soar like eagles. Winging it for the sequel. Before the archways be closed, can hardly keep hold. Up and down the well balanced on the seesaw. True hip-hop in the day, that's what we saw. Rocking the beast roar, breakers on the floor. True talents unheard but still inspired to be more. Charging the game to light it up like it's C4. Redefining what's hardcore, finally it's time for. Minds to shine for, sons blind like levelers. Build a shrine for the artists that came before. And pave the way for what's in store galore. Spitting lyrical vitamins, hit no blunts, sip no Heineken. It's all good, we'll just try again. In your lyrics, you stars buck. Got me sleeping off your cafe, lounging in your archway. But no way, we can't stay. The world needs a new way, a new change, a new path to illuminate. Consciousness over airways, building awareness our way. Ascending stairways through your archway.
No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway.
Okay.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Diva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Diva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
Yep, that's right. Turn your volumes up, man. It's Frontline Friday, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. We just had that three-song power play. The first song you heard was by B. Bonds called Love. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at BondsWorld. And then after that, it was L. DeBars Jr. with Shorty, Are You Okay? Follow him on Twitter at L. DeBars Jr. Big shout-out to the whole DeBars family. We got a whole lineup of them coming on Frontline Fridays. Diva Ebony B is going to interview the whole DeBars family. That's one of my goals, and I'm going to complete it. And then the last song that you heard right there is Sunset Terrace Music with Archways. So you make sure you check them out at on Twitter at Sunset Terrace Music. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love. 909, you on the spot, on the grind. What's your name? Where you calling from? 909-3358. Holla at me.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Hold on. I'm going to have to hit the volume button. My bad. What's going on, Diva? This is J-Real the Realist.
J-Real! What's going on, King? What's up? Big shout-out to Callie in the building.
Yeah, you already know. We put it down. I had to call in. This is... Well, shout out Feed the Albedo Radio. Shout out Diva Tay. What's going on? I'm feeling the vibe. I'm hearing my peoples in the motherland. Shout out to my guy from the Ghana who's home earlier. Shout out.
Scientific.
Like, yeah. I need a feature. I need a feature.
Oh. I can make it happen. Actually, that's the third one. That's the third
I
one.
Need a feature. That's
science. Yeah, Scientific is going to be coming. He's coming over to the States, you guys, in a couple of months. So his management is lining everything up. So he's going to be coming over to the States, and he's going to be doing the East Coast a lot. I know he's going to be over here on the West Coast, but, you know, we got technology now. So, I mean,
yeah,
Scientific
is definitely
doing his thing.
And
yeah,
I was
hit him up on Twitter.
That it hit home, and, you know, cats is walking around like, we do this, we do that, but when you see success from a place that you can't fathom of being in, you respect it, you know, but when you see these cats shine in a light that you really, it makes you realize that, okay, I'm the one who really got the shot at doing this. You know what I'm saying? This cat that's growing up, and you heard him, you know, I heard a little bit of the story about how he had to get away, and I followed the chaos that was going on in that area at that time that he was talking about, and a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, were becoming like refugees and moving to other places, a whole democratic thing going on about that. You know what I'm saying? It was like over here about what they was going to do about that place. It's the beautiful restraint come up out of there and him talk about him opening for Jay-Z and the phenomenal feeling that he got for doing that. And it's like when you fight so hard for something, you're able to especially work with somebody that you looking up to or you like respect, and you're able to meet this person and that person say, hey, you know, you are at the top of your game, you're at the status that you need to be. That's powerful, you know, and it gives you power, and it enables you to do trust. I mean, I felt that feeling, and it's a beautiful feeling to be able to have that, you know. But our big ups and big shout out to Scientific. I'm looking very soon. I'm going to be looking him up very soon, trying to get in contact with him, looking forward to all the projects he got coming for. You know, just trying to stay online. But I had to definitely call. I give a shout out to the Diva. You know what I'm saying? Queen doing the thing on the scene all day.
Man, I definitely appreciate that, Dre Real. And I definitely got your track. But I understand how you feel, too. And, you know, King Tyrus is on the line as well. But we take for granted. People take for granted, especially, you know, in the music industry, they take for granted, like, he is really pushing himself from Africa over here in the States. He's
and it's different.
Africa.
It's different because, trust me, just like we tune in and we hear Diva doing her thing and, you know what I'm saying, representing and putting it down for indie artists and music, I've got in touch with a lot of these overseas. And I start blog stations and radio stations because I wanted to see just how deep of a connection this hip hop builds. So I start like listening in and I start hearing these cats and speaking and rapping in these different languages. And you know, you would never trip out as much until you hear somebody rapping in Dutch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
You hear somebody
rapping
in Norwegian, like, and you hear somebody coming with their own style, and you don't know what the hell they talking about, but you vibing with that, and you want to become a fan of what that is, and you start to build that barrier, and that's what makes it okay for artists to go, and a lot of people look at it like this, like, you know what, if I'm an American artist, the best thing for me to do is go overseas, try and do a gang of shows, get that representation, and then that's like the myth. If I blow up overseas, I'm destined to be an American artist. There's a lot of artists, American, that's going overseas and getting shows and doing that. But when you find somebody out the depths of the motherland, like doing their thing, you running from oppression and you still rapping, like you still got studios to go to. Like, come on now, we got studios up the street that are. I get promotion emails all day long, $30 an hour, $40 an hour, and these cats is running away from oppression, still getting in studios, still rapping, finding a way to open up for Jay-Z. I mean, how much pain and suffering do you need?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, I'm
that's
gonna let
real,
y'all go last. I'm gonna sit back and listen.
Yeah, you already know. I mean, I'm just stating the fact because I was talking to my boy earlier today. Shout out to the Philippines, my boy Young Sam from the Philippines. His little brother is out there playing in the league right now, balling. But I was talking to him earlier about how Cass is talking about moving the weight. They talking about wearing the chains. They're talking about getting the low lows and the six folds and all that. If you can move a bird state to state, why you can't put some Kentucky Fried Chicken in a box and send it across the country? Because motherfuckers is hungry.
Mm-hmm.
It's kids starving. It's people starving. It's people that don't have the proper medical attention. It's people that's getting misguided with religion and all types of stuff, and they just taught to be living in a box and so people can throw a Jerry's Kids marathon and get your 15 cents a day to take care of a kid who can't eat, you know what I'm saying? But why can't U.S. Customs say I can't put cooked rice in an envelope and send it overseas? I can't do that. It's against the law. It's illegal. If you try and put food in a box right now and send it to somebody, it has to go through customs. And depending on the reason and the context, it will not pass. And it says right there, you cannot just send food to a motherfucker you don't know for no reason. But I can pay you 15 cents a day And then you're telling me from the other side of that, the people I'm sending the 15 cents to, you got an artist who tells me that through whatever means he was listening to Nas, Biggie, Big L. Come on, Big L.
Big L.
Jay Dilla. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about cats that's not here that paved the way for a lot of these hip-hop. A lot of these cats don't even know who these people are. They out here talking about their MCs, right. But you can't tell me who Big L is. You can't tell me who Jay Dilla is, MC Square. You can't tell me about none of that. You can't tell me who Devin the Dude is. You don't know none of these people. You know what I'm saying? All you know is what they give you to know, but you swear you know hip-hop, and you know music, and when you see something like this, this growth, this birth, it does nothing but energize me. It does nothing but energize me all day. That's why I say I need to feature, because I'm trying to touch them. I'm trying to touch people all over the world with this.
I'm starting to see a change. I'm definitely starting to see a change, and even when I first started the station and went into it, you know, you got to start finding your identity, and you got to start finding out what there has to be a standard. Because I listen to other blog talks, I listen to Live 365, I listen to other radio stations, and, you know, and I do a lot of research. And Kings, y'all know, you know, I like to read, I like to do a lot of research, but then I'll be looking at the stations because I feel like the radios are responsible for what they put out in the atmosphere. I'll say it all day. You are responsible. I literally take the time to sit back. Tomorrow on Saturdays is the day that I listen to music. I listen to at least 100 songs on Saturday because people are submitting their music. But I take the time out to listen to it because this is food for me, and this is food for those who are listening to the show and for my youth. So if you just playing a record because somebody pass you a little stack here or a stack there, and you're not listening to what they're saying, it's a disrespect to the culture, it's a disrespect to the artists, and it's a disrespect to people like me who work very, very hard. And I'm starting to see a change in a lot of radio stations. They started to take the time out to listen to the music and say, you know what, this not going to work, that's going to work, I need this edited, making these artists work, because a lot of artists start to realize when we interview an artist, there's work. You have to research the artist. You got to listen to their music. You got to read their bio. You got to know their Twitter, their Facebook, their mama, their blood type. I'm just saying. You got to know this person when you're interviewing them. You don't want to get up there and say, here, where you from? What you got to bring? What you doing today? What color is your left coat? You know, like, I mean, and what do you think about the state of hip-hop? I'm not asking nobody what the hell they think about the state of hip-hop because the state of hip-hop sucks. We already know what people think about the state of hip-hop. When you got a 13-year-old youth, and I'm going to throw it over to you, King Tyrus, in a second. When you got a 13-year-old youth, you guys, saying, Diva, do you got Tiger making nasty? I was like, what? At first, I didn't even know what the song was because she's doing her own show, but she wanted to play this song. I let them give them their creative, I give them leeway to play the music that they want to, but I have to listen to the song. It has to be approved. So I said, well, let me hear the song. This girl played this song, and the first thing he came on, he said, make it nasty B, make it nasty B, drop it low, ho. Making nasty. I gave it about 42 seconds of my time. I said, and I stopped right there. I said, raise your hand if you a B. It was like 12 girls in there. I said, raise your hand if you a B. Raise your hand if you are a garden tool. Raise your hand if you dropping it and making it low and getting nasty. None of them did. I said, see, I'm glad. I wanted to repeat the lyrics so they can hear it because they was listening to the beat. Kings, y'all should have seen how these bats start arching out of nowhere. I had to keep composing myself because I wanted to take my belt off, but these ain't my kids. and I'm here to nurture these young queens. We don't always have to beat our kids. I'm here to nurture them and teach them a couple of things. But, you know, I wanted them to hear what Tiger, and I have nothing against Tiger, but I'm listening to the lyrics, Tiger, Diva Ebony B, Google me. I'm listening to what you're saying. So, you know, they really got an understanding in it and picked another song, and I'm teaching them about the culture. I'm teaching them about hip-hop. It's not just all music. It's dance, graffiti, art, expression. So they're getting that. King Tyrus, I'm going to throw it over to you.
Well, I definitely agree. I mean, you know, there's really no point, like you said, in saying the best state of hip-hop because, you know, it really isn't hip-hop right now. You know, it's just about the dollar right now. And I got to say, you know, I'm definitely glad I chose tonight to call in because, I mean, just from listening to what my man was saying just a second ago, I mean, we definitely have a lot of some of the same things in common as well. I mean, seeing the games and propaganda and things like that that are being put forth to the people and, you know what I mean, people are just walking blindly in a sense and just being led, you know, led in the wrong direction. And, you know, I definitely am one of the people who like to shed light on things that people aren't paying attention on. And so I definitely agree with, you know, saying pretty much everything that you were saying. I mean, even on down to, you know, religion as far as, like, you know, it definitely holds, you know, people back from you know, truly understanding what life is all about to me. So, you know, just, you know, there's a lot of things that definitely need to be changed in music as a whole. You know, there's not enough people who are speaking, you know, about the ills of the society right now in music. It seems like, you know, music is, entertainment period has just been dumbed down. And it's just time that, you know, more people who are of some substance come to the forefront. And I just feel it's hugely important because, I mean, in order for us as people, you know, black people, for one, to see any type of justice, we got to find justice within ourselves. So, I mean, and it's not, I mean, we can't expect it to anybody else to give us, you know what I'm saying, what we haven't given ourselves. So, I'm definitely glad, you know, I'm, you know, getting myself, you know, back in the loop of my true passion. And, you know, I got to, you know, another big shout out to you, Ebony B, for, you know, doing what you do because, you know, I just in this one show, I can, you know, already, and we've had, you know, conversations before.
Yeah.
And it just further, you know, confirms that I just need to, you know, continue to speak, you know, my voice and, you know, get what I feel needs to be out into the people.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I'm glad that you hear that. And I want to lay this on everybody before we get into another music break. And we're about to go into the after-hour session. You got about 2 minutes to call in at 347-850-1521 before we lock the doors on you. That's 347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. And if you don't get a chance to get into the after hour session in the VIP room, don't worry. You can just tune in after the show and archive it and listen to it later. I'll definitely be promoting it. Y'all know my promo game is off the hook. But
yeah.
Anybody can be an
active.
But you need, yeah, the promo is crazy. J Real's promo is crazy. I just love promoting. I just love promoting. It's
crazy.
My favorite thing to do. When I'm up on the grind and y'all see me walking, y'all see me on the grind, y'all see me busting, trucking, whatever I'm doing, I'm promoting all day. I'm waiting on my t-shirts to come in and my jacket. It's going to be so dope. It got Diva Spot Radio on it.
Yeah.
Custom made from New York.
But I did one for the wife.
Yes. Oh, we definitely gonna get her hooked right up. Christmas time is coming. We got the website popping. We gonna post them on there when they get here. You can get wifey one and say Diva Spot on the spot on the grind. Yes, fabulous. But anybody can be an activist, but it takes a special person to be an actionist. Listen to what I said, people. Listen to what I said. Anybody can be an activist, but it takes a real king or a real queen to be an actionist. J Real, y'all, my heart. Let's go. We'll be right back.
I'm glad it's here.
For a week, man, with no plan, my feet set in stone. I set the foundation for a nation, I did it all alone. No need for war shows or promotion, I don't need your praise. Just follow the leader as I lead up to these better days. Now put your hands up for this man, bro, who recognize himself. Don't come with no price tag, you can't buy this riddle, come off no shelf. It's something that you can't replace, so be safe, just stop trying. Y'all niggas screaming about how real you are. Want me to believe it, but you just lying. This what I live. You can't cover this in no 16 bars. This what we die for. Go to trial for and some feel it large. He showed me the man who lived his life and wouldn't want to give it back. And I showed you a gangster, a OG who really traps with me. I just walk the path of a better man than my letter man. Cause they say I can't, but I know I can. And when they look at me, they don't understand how. I'm young, black, and gifted. J Real the realist. Now tell me your enthusiasm.
Getting me the money, fame, and fortune, but at the cost of my dignity. As many friendships I have lost, and girlfriends I have dropped, all cause I wasn't willing to take the charade off. I played y'all, and in the process played myself, cause now I'm stuck inside the game and simply can't call out for help. The OGs told me I just didn't wanna listen. Now I'm missing all my people sitting in my room and wishing, fishing in the lake full of already baked trout. For those who ain't that smart, it means I'm taking the same route as everybody else who had to sell out with no bailout. Tried to come home to support and they told me to get the hell out. I want my son back, is what my mama starts to yell out. Now the shotty's at my dome,
I'ma give myself a bailout.
Try me, so I check them like ID. I run them like piping, but I'm sweet like
them in prayer. I pull out, no stop. They want, I got. I'm not your average. I'm the advantage. I'm their desire. Set hearts on fire. Chicks want to be me. I'm what to seeking. A class on my own. Keep their mind flown. Volcanic eruption. I leave them lusting. Shoe game flow and fit. Yeah, I'm classy fit. Hair thin, stretch fit. Lip gloss, slide chick. Body show flapping. It's on and popping. Hair thin, stretch fit. Lip gloss, slide chick. Body show flapping. It's on and popping. Hair thin, stretch fit. Lip gloss, slide chick. Body show flapping. It's on and popping. Hair thin, stretch fit. Lip gloss, slide chick. Body show flapping. It's on and popping.
Your daddy dollars. Young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dreams and employ my friends. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you could live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind. We gotta shake that right, that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in the good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb. But you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you will never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. You on your job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it. They know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job as my job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. They ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good,
and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job as my job.
It all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life, you done earned your stripes, but this time get it right. For the kids that don't watch you done made that bed and paid that price, now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills, invest in deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run for your fears, not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is, if you live for the hope, then die by the How you gonna get rich, if you flipping bricks, but ain't saving up? See, y'all niggas dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all go to jail, y'all gon' tear, but you still get life. That's right, now how you gon' get back when you can't go forward? You got the style, you got the rap, and you work with them boys. Now everybody gon' know it.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. They ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job as my job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. They ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good,
and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job as my job. And I love this shit, and I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit. Hate the one that see me fall under the influence, but I'm a buddy. So I try to be cool, cause there's some kids that send me school wanna hear me rapping. The number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can. And everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Homie, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child, but you gotta quit playing. Gotta shoot for the stars, I don't know about them, but we gotta teach ours. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in the good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb, but you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, me and life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. You're on your job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. They ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good,
and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job as my job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job.
They ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job as my job.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
I'm in my job, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in live to Frontline Fridays tonight, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you download my free app. All you got to do is go on your iPhone, your Android, your Apple phones, your baby mama phones, your baby daddy phones, and go to your Google Playbook and download TuneIn Radio. Once you get TuneIn Radio on your phone, all you got to do is search Phenomenal Radio and Diva Spot Radio and make us your presence. And you can listen to us anytime. That track right there you just heard was Young AJ, and it was featuring Trick Daddy. It's called On My Job. Y'all make sure y'all follow Young AJ on Twitter, www.twitter.com/@YoungAJ813. Kings, everybody, I really, really love that song, and I'm glad to see Trick Daddy in that light as well. Before we get out of here, I definitely want y'all to get y'all final comments and y'all shout-outs before we go. I'm going to start with you, King Tyrus. I appreciate you tuning in the show, and I hope you enjoyed the Kool-Aid that we made tonight.
It was some good Kool-Aid, I'm telling you. Yeah, good looking for, you know, I appreciate you keep doing your thing. You know, I just want to say thank you for, you know, putting me on to some knowledge. You know, I definitely learned a lot tonight. And, you know, you follow your boy at King Tyrus 7, on Twitter, King Tyrus 7. I'm on Facebook, King Tyrus Music. You know, just keep, I'll stay in the loop. And, you know, like I said, I appreciate you.
Most definitely. You guys look forward to King Tyrus' interview. It's definitely coming soon. Stay focused and stay right. J Real, my king.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Make sure you do what you do. It's a blessing to have, you know, men of your standard and people of the standard and artists of the standard call in. Like, not only are you guys real men, but you're real artists. So, you know, I got the best of both worlds. I got the best career in the world, Craig.
We try. We ain't got no brick through your window unless you, you know, provoke us. But we trying, you know what I'm saying, to do what we got to do. You already know me. This is Jay Real the Realist. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up at Jay Real the Realist. Or you can just type in Jay Real the Realist to Google and follow me from there down the red brick road, opposite of the yellow brick road on the west side, south central. You understand me? We finna get this new football team, so, you know, we finna see what it is. They're talking to the Rams and the Raiders about coming back to L.A. That's a hot topic out here right now. Another hot topic is the whole Drake Aaliyah thing. You know what I'm saying? He putting out this Aaliyah album, and Timbo and Missy ain't got nothing to do with it, ain't heard about it. It's a big controversy, so it's a lot of things going on right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to keep a couple steady because we're trying to maintain an image that's not of that, but that affects everything, you know, because it sends people into another world wearing a perception away from what we try to do. But we're just going to keep it strong. Shout out Diva, you know what I'm saying, Phenom Radio. Keep doing what you're doing. Definitely going to keep tuning in, getting more people to tune in and recognize and hear the truth. Frontline Fridays, where everything is put on the front line, soldiers on the front line, you know, and we definitely going to keep it moving.
That's definitely what's up, man. We definitely got the soldier on the front line fighting to get that food, that educating out to the people and fighting to make sure we have war to play good music for your soul, for your mind, for your grind. It's Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. And check out my website, www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com for all updates and appearances. And I almost forgot before I get out of here, big shout-out to the YMCA, and this is a great accomplishment for me. The YMCA actually put Diva Ebony B in their newsletter, and it will be up on the Diva Spot Radio site and on Facebook. It says, Little Learners, Lakewood Family YMCA, October 2012, in the spotlight. Meet Miss Ebony. Miss Ebony has been a great addition to our Little Learners program. She comes with book smarts, have just completed her CNA in Kids Smart with children of her own, including her 4-year-old niece. She loves working with our Little Learners and say they bring her joy into her entire day. Another fun fact about Miss Ebony is that she is a radio personality. So thank you, YMCA. I appreciate you guys putting me in your spotlight, in your newsletter, but I do it because I know that the youth, the teens, and our families need it. So I'm going to sign off and say y'all keep God first, family second, career third, and don't let nobody sell y'all the dream while they living it. I'm out, man.